Blog Talk Radio.
Winos don't get drunk like everybody else, though, right? Wino be directing traffic on Sunday morning. That was my favorite thing about the winos. Because I didn't want to go to church, so I'd hang with them. Wino be standing there. Hey, fool, you better slow that car down! Goddamn, don't come driving down through here like you crazy! This is a neighborhood. This ain't no residential district. Jesus on my mind. Yeah. Dad, nigga, I know Jesus. Shit, I remember when the boy got killed. That's for real, man. It was on a Friday down at the railroad depot. I tried to warn the nigga. I said, boy, don't you go down there fucking with them Jews without no money. Hey, ice cream boy. You want to turn that goddamn noise off? Don't nobody want to hear that shit this time of morning. Well, jump on out there, nigga. You bad. I got something for your ass. I'm a veteran, boy. I was in World War I, the Battle of the Chateaubriand. I got mustard gas wounds all over my body. Who's that boy? That Junior. Look at that nigga. Look at him in the middle of the street. Junkie motherfucker, look at that. Nigga used to be a genius. I ain't lying, booked the numbers, didn't need paper or pencil. Now the nigga can't remember who he is. Say, nigga, get your ass out the street, boy. Move out the way, boy. What's happening?
What's happening?
Shit, I know something happening. Because everything's moving.
Baby.
Hey, Pop! Come on, old motherfucker. I'll dust your ass off, baby. Piff, piff, piff.
Ha, ha, shit.
Hey, Pops, you got anything to do?
Straighten me out, baby.
Yeah, nigga, I got something for your ass. Got some advice. Better lay off that narcotic, nigga. That shit done made you null and void. I ain't lying, boy. What's wrong with you? Why don't you straighten up and get a job?
Get a job? Motherfucker, you talking to the kids, baby?
Shit. I worked 5 years in a row when I was in the joint, pressing them motherfucking license plates. I'm a license plate pressing motherfucker too, dude. Where a nigga gonna get a job out here pressing license plates? Pop, nigga, listen to me.
Don't you hit me no more, boy. I'll dust your old junky ass off.
You know I will, nigga. You're all right with me, boy. I'm just ashamed to see you like that.
Shame to see me? What about this shit out here? Niggas is fucking with me, man. Was I finished? I went to the unemployment bureau, baby. Bitch sitting behind the desk on the motherfucker. Come tell me, come on.
You have a criminal record.
I said, I know that, bitch. I'm a criminal. Just tell me where I'm gonna get a job. Ugly bitch. I see your better faces on iodine bottle. Bitch made me mad, yeah. I vomited and shit on the floor. I did, man. Didn't make that nigga with that pistol down there clean it up. Nigga talking about, clean up that vomit, motherfucker. I said, fuck you, nigga. I ain't clean that shit up. You see, you don't clean that shit up. I'll shoot your ass. I said, well, who gonna clean up the blood, nigga? broke dick dog too, baby. Saw a bitch was so fine. Woo! Shot votes through my heart, baby.
Nigga, you wouldn't know a fine woman if you tripped over.
This bitch was fine, but I ain't man.
Bitch was so fine, I wanted to suck her daddy's dick.
Yeah. Is that fine enough for your ass? Damn, pussy. I went home. My dear called me a dog. You dig that? My father said, he don't want to see me in the vicinity. Just cause I stole his television. That's the politics, baby. I'm sick, Pop. Wanna, can you help me? My mind's thinking about shit I don't wanna think about. I can't stop the motherfucker, baby. Moving too fast for the kid. Tell me some of that old lies of yours to make me stop thinking about the truth. Would you help me?
Yeah, I'm gonna help you, boy. Cause I believe you got potential. That's right. You don't know how to deal with the white man. That's your problem. I know how to deal with him. That's right. That's why I'm in the position I'm in today.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Power. My name is Beverly, and tonight, Eric L. and myself and the family, we are going to go on a magical ride tonight. We vibing tonight. Let me bring Brother Eric L. Are you there, Eric?
I'm here, Beverly. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can. Yes, you're loud and clear.
All right, all right. Yes. How you feeling over there tonight, Beverly?
I'm
Detroit,
feeling good.
Motown.
Yes. Motown. Yeah. I'm feeling great, great.
You the said that stars. Like Nina Simone. Yeah. Yeah. And since y'all ate so much chicken and waffles last night, I wasn't sure how you was gonna be today.
I'm good today. I'm not sure.
All right, right on. Family, with a big shout out, with love and respect, all nations and all kindred and all species of the planet that we share the planet with, all the little unseen creatures, the plants, trees, water, little bugs, everything that lives and breathes and has energy that moves. Big up. And, man, I'm very, very glad to share the floor with you, Beverly, and the family. And, man, they had me cracking up last. I woke up last night about 2 in the morning this morning. And, you know, I had a lot going on, thinking, trying to relax and air out. And, man, I turned on Beverly D to see what was going on. And at about 3:20, I heard mail call in. Boy, I had myself a good laugh. I thought I was going to wake up the whole house. Boy, I was like, cracking up. So, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, thank y'all. The airwaves are powerful. You don't know how you affect people from all over the world. Like in my case, you know, I wake up at 2 in the morning and turn on the radio. And
there's some good
vibes going, laughter and knowledge and,
right.
So, yeah, you know, we affect people in ways that we don't realize. And so
we
just come to make that known and remember, make people remember that, you know, well, not make, but allow the people to remember themselves and come back to themselves, come back to the one, you know.
Yeah.
That love. Just love yourself, you know, love yourself. And a lot of things come clear. So there's a lot of ways to explain all of that. But, you know, we all have our say about it. We all have felt a different kind of way about, you know, what's going on in the world, the COVID, the vaccines, and, you know, all kind of situations going on. Some people not paying any attention to any of this, you know. So, you know, we don't come to trouble nobody. We just come to stir the waters of love and pick up some, you know, keep the energy going that's been going. You know, you in Motown with the copper and you got the salt. You know, I'm over here in Mexico. And, you know, we got a wavelength going. Yeah, we got people on the line from all over the world, Hawaii, you know, Afrique.
Hey, Hawaii.
France, Germany.
Yeah.
Aloha. Yeah, you know, and, you know, we got people out there in Peru, you know, Guatemala, Colombia.
All right.
All over. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colombia. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to say big up to
my
daughter.
I like this journey. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, got to big up everybody who's important, you know, moms.
Yes.
My mom, my brother, you know, family members visiting from California out here. You know, big up everybody, you know, my brothers, my nephews, my nieces. Cover the whole gamut, you know what I mean?
I say, begin to know
over the years. You know, we just want to welcome everybody in with a big, you know, a cosmic breath. And we should do one, Bev. We should have us a nice little cosmic breath where everybody just relax and settle in. And, you know, we're going to play some tunes and eat some food. You know, I don't know about chicken and waffles, but we're going to eat
another
kind of
table. Right.
It's all good, though, you know. It's all good. I mean, that laugh was good, you know. I got something to say about that Richard Pryor clip, but we're gonna do us a breath.
Just want everybody
to sit down and relax and, you know, you stand up, whatever makes you comfortable, you just take a chill pill, you know, just relax and just take a moment to realize that you're alive and you have an opportunity to be in this moment, you know, in this space. And that's the only thing that matters right now is the breath, you know. I mean, without that, what do you have, you know? And let's just realize that with a little bit of silence, and then we'll do some different kinds of breaths. So let's just have a little silence, some deep breathing. Man, it's good to be quiet, you know? Good to be still, be in the dark.
Yeah,
it's really good. Let's honor the trees, Bev.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've been doing radio with you. I feel like the tree breath is one of the most powerful breaths that we've done.
Yes,
and let's do one together and family join in and let's honor these ancient beings that we have these geniuses, you know, with the knowledge that's unfound by the human.
Yeah.
Give them honor and praise. Let's honor them.
They're the true antennas.
The true antennas. Beautifully said, Bev. Yes. Beautifully said. Yes. So usually we do a breath. Anybody can do it in any way that's comfortable for them, but usually we just say we put the tongue to the roof of the mouth and tree. That's a whole lot of ease, Bev. A whole lot of ease.
Yes.
We ought to be well at ease.
Yes.
So let's do it. So that's the example. That's the example of where we're going, okay? So we're just going to, we're in the number 5 year. That's the letter E. And so we're going to give a tree breath to honor these trees with that sound. They do understand. They know where we're going. It don't matter. It might sound weird or crazy, but they do comprehend. And even people that I'm talking to on the phone, wherever you are, if you near a plant, a tree, any grass, even if you locked up, shut up in your house with all the doors closed and the plants are outside, they also hear us.
Yeah.
They do hear us. And they love to be honored and praised and talked to. So one more tree breath and then we'll get into some more music. All right, as you will, babe. I'm going to just start off and y'all can just come in whenever you get ready. We'll meet back at the time you meet back. Tree. Boy. Ah, man. I got a lot to clear up in there. Whoa, that was good. I got a lot of junk in there I got to clean out. That's a good realization. That's what breath does, you know. It does a x-ray, an examination of oneself, you know. But that's good. I realize where I am, and that's important to me, and it's important for everybody that we come in contact with to check yourself before you wreck yourself, you know. So I feel pretty good. Bev, what else you got lined up? You got some more tunes lined up for us, Bev?
Yeah, I have some tunes here.
Tune us up with a little something. Something from the Black Bottom. You got something from the Black Bottom?
Let me see what I got here. Well, you want some Stevie?
Oh, that Motown sound? Yeah. Come with it.
You
want
some Sun?
Come with some Blind Wonder.
Sun Ray.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Let's tune the people up with
some
Sun Ra.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Ray Rock.
We
in the pocket.
No. Oh, where is it at? Oh, here it is. Okay. Reviving family. This vibe.
By Ray. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay.
You back, Beth?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. All right then, yeah.
The teacher's back.
About...
Go ahead.
KRS-One. KRS-One got a tune called The Unified Field Theory by Dr. Gabriel Yibo, featuring Dr. Gabriel Yibo. Everybody should check that out. It's hot. It's a fire tune, and we'll definitely be picking up Gaga tonight, as I do each and every time I come on and try to pick up this mathematical equation. But we came today to talk about a movie, and y'all going to have to excuse me because I got a lot of feedback already from the movie. My take on it was garbage, but I laughed. And I've seen some very interesting things in it. And the reason I call it garbage, I call all these movies garbage we be watching. I would say that Hollywood, let's just go with the name Hollywood, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Without this bush or this tree that they call Hollywood, the fascination of Hollywood wouldn't be anything. You know, they called it that for a reason, because they hired different. Somebody has to take care of the grounds and the yard of the sign where Hollywood is. You know, it's bush. You know, it's just bush, wild bush. So, you know, they have botanists and different scientists who study plants and different things. So, definitely, the name Hollywood is crucial and essential to this company that we're all enamored over, and we, you know, watch the movies, and they have thousands of commercials and advertisements, and so I don't know. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I grew up when my parents worked at Pink's Hot Dog Stand and Melrose Boulevard in Hollywood, so I used to see, you know, Red Fox and Bill Cosby, and it was nothing to me. You know, they really never moved me like that. You know, matter of fact, a lot of those people are rude. You know, I've seen them in action, so I never was really enamored with Hollywood. Now, every now and then, they'll come out with a film like Coolie High, Cotton Comes to Harlem, you know, Car Wash, Uptown Saturday Night, Let's Do It Again, Enter the Dragon. You know, those are my family used to take us to the drive-in and the station wagon. And pack the car full of food and put a blanket over the kids in the back, and we get in free and they had to pay. We go in there and watch black movies, you know, and karate movies. Yeah, you know, the drive in there, put the big heavy speaker in the window, you know, and go to get some popcorn and come back and enjoy the family outing. You know, it's very, very I don't know, we might see those days again. We don't know, you know, we don't know what's gonna arrive out of these times, but I remember those days. So that's what got me into the movies, and, you know, interested in movies and the different storylines and the laughter and how we be clowning, you know. You know, the horror movies, they don't move me at all. But then as I got older, I start to get into horror films and science fiction. And these movies caught my attention now, especially The Fly. The Fly. Fly was a weird movie, man. And you know, as we grew older, all of us that used to be into that when we was young, we would always remember that at the end when it was saying, "Help me!"
Right. I started looking at the lines a little bit more closer too.
Oh, man, it was a weird movie, you know. He going to that little time capsule. He come out, man, he turning flips and doing push-ups and, you know, he's tripping out, bugging out, man. Literally bugging out, literally. But, man,
that kind of reminds me. That kind of reminds me.
Go ahead.
It might be what we going through today with this vaccination that they putting into it. We might be, people might be going into the pod. That might be a pod.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. All right. Interesting point of view. Okay. I got that. Well, you know, everybody has their point of view. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah,
exactly.
That's what's interesting.
Exactly.
About. Yeah. You know, we all have a different way of looking at this thing, but definitely we come from geniuses. We come from a line of geniuses. You know, we come from people that, live with the land, build structures on the land to build civilizations, to make atmosphere and, you know, from stones and rocks and, you know, make certain tools and, you know, and study movement of planets and the cosmos. And, you know, so we come from genius, you know, and I guess there was a little time we went to sleep there, but I'll deal with the technology. I'll deal with the drunken master first, Richard Pryor, master. A brother who he mastered that craft, you know, comedy, and people also know the tragic side of Richard Pryor, but that's how comedy is. They call comedy divine.
Divine,
you know. People that do comedy, they have a very it's an art form, you know. You have to be your timing is right. You're breathing, you're confident, you know, you up there all alone. It's kind of like sometimes these phone conversations, you know, you you're on the phone, you know, and there's thousands of people listening, thousands of people going to listen in afterwards, years down the line. So, you know, you want to make an impression, you know, and your timing want to be good, and, you know, you want to be able to come back. You don't want to leave a stink on the floor. So it's a very hard thing to do, to be up there, to be spilling your guts, telling the truth, and while making people laugh at the same time. And a lot of those people really suffer deep, they have deep emotional, psychological problems, you know, comedians. You know, we've heard about it, Robin Williams and a lot of these people, their stories, man, pretty tragic. So, you know, we've seen Richard Pryor. He didn't try to hide it. We've seen his life. He talked about it, and that's why we love him, you know.
Right.
He talked about it all the way. He didn't leave nothing out there, you know. You know what I mean? That dehydration in the spirits, man, when them spirits start talking, man, ain't no telling what they're going to say or who going to start talking out of you, you know, dehydration. So as we move into technology, things are heating up. For instance, if you have a bicycle, you walking all your life and then somebody give you a bike. Say, here, man, this will make life easier for you. You know, ride this bike, man. You don't have to walk all the miles. Okay, yeah, I love that. Now, that hill that you used to walk up, you think that that bike is going to take you up that hill a lot easier. But actually, now going up the hill, you're going to use more fire force, and you're going to have a burn. And you're, depending on how in shape you are, how your level of water, if you're dehydrated, you're going to have a burn in your legs. Okay? So, in other words, speeding up causes friction. You have a boat, you row in a boat with some paddles, and then the next thing, then you want to go faster, so you get a motor. Okay, now that motor takes fuel, and you know, then that motor gets hot. You see what I'm saying? The heating up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go again. Now let's go to the workplace. We go to work, and you know, you get a job, and oh man, I got a job, man. I haven't worked in so long. So happy to have a job. Yeah, matter of fact, I got to go clock in right now. So then, you know, we go by, you know, they call you, oh, man, I love my job. It's great. A couple of months go by, they call you, hey, man, how your job going? Oh, man, boy, I just had my flat tire, man, my child acting up. I got to go punch this clock. No, wait a minute. You didn't... hold up, what happened? You done went from clocking in, I love this job, now you're going to punch in. Oh, man. Mm. And then a lot of us, we have that, not only do we have that mindset of punching the clock, we also can't wait till we get on break. Now, punch and break. Wow, all of a sudden we have some violent terms in our terminology about going to work, especially if you're going somewhere where you're not born to be. If you working somewhere and you're not born to be there, oh, man, it's on. It's on. It ain't no telling what's going to happen. It ain't going to tell them who you going to rub shoulders with. So it's very important that we pay attention, you know, to our own self. You know, vaccines are nothing new. Enoch is old. That's a story in the Bible, a brother that just disappeared. So inoculating, we've always done that. Enoch, you late. Enoch is gone. You see that? Enoch has left the building. Yeah, so inoculation is something that we've done with our mother's breast milk, or when she gave us the liquid foods, you know, before we could take in solids. We started off with liquid, and then all of a sudden we went to solid and hard to digest foods like meat, and then we became slower in our vibration and slower in our thinking, you know, and I'm talking from experience. I'm talking to hundreds and thousands of people and watching Dr. Layla Africa, Dr. Sabi talk about the same thing. When I hear them talk, I know it's true what they're saying. Fasting is called fasting for a reason. When you go without food, you become faster. And when you eat a solid food, you slow down.
Right.
Now, that's the deal. Have you experienced that, babe, or do you have a different experience?
No, I experienced that. And not only slow down, if you eat turkey dinner at Thanksgiving, you going to sleep after that.
Okay, well, there's that heat. There's that friction again. That's that heat. You see what I mean? That's that, you know, your body have to start working. Your body have to produce acids to deal with acids. You know, what else is going to solve acids? Alkaline to solve it, but you know, I mean, you have to have some alkaline in there. You have to put some alkaline in there to deal with it. So that the body produces You take it in acid, the body produces more acid to break that acid down. It's all heat, Bev, and it's all eating away. Heat, okay? They say 5G, mm-hmm. 5G, you study 5G. You know, same thing. You got all these wires running in your house. You got lights blinking all night long. You got 3-4 telephones in each room. You got the TV on, the refrigerator buzzing, the clock. Then, you know, your children got all the computers on. They on the phone, you know. They playing music. Wow, man. We in a oven. We living in an oven, a little square house, you know, where the corners ain't round. The corners are square at a 90. You know, it's not good. You know, we live in ovens, and this is our situation. So we're going to talk about cool and being cool and, you know, being in touch with nature. And the title to the show is Coming to Africanium with Vibranium and Pyramid 2. All right, let's walk through this, all right? Does anybody out there know what Africanium is? Do you know what Africanium is? It's not a place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what it is, Bev? Africanium?
Sound like something to eat, apricot seed or something.
Hey, Bev, I love that. I love that. You definitely put it on the table. Y'all know how I ride, jumping in and out of cars, hit state to state real quick, country to country. We don't live in states, we live in country. All right, so
okay.
We'll start in New York. I'm going to pick y'all up. I'm going to pick up Dr. Gabriel Yebo and Brother John Glover, and we're going to go to Sal's Pizzeria. We're going to stop at Sal's Pizzeria in New York on a hot summer day, one of the hottest days on record. All right? We're going to go, and we're going to deal with the plants. Don't forget the plants and the trees, but the beings that be with the plants and the trees. Don't forget all the little creatures that be inside of the tree, outside of the tree, visit the tree. Okay, a lot of interaction with trees and plants. They have their own little communication going on. We're going to see if we can vibe with them, see if they can show us some things that we're not aware of, you know, because they still, just like you told me, Beth, you've been, that tree been by your window all these years, but you never even paid attention to it. It's just been invisible
right there. Yeah.
You know, we don't pay attention to these creatures, man, without them.
Right.
And Bev, if you pay attention, you will not be paying a lot of money. Just pay attention. Pay attention. All right, plants and trees. Let's go to New York to Sal's Pizzeria. Radio Raheem walks in. He got his boom box. He bumping Public Enemy, Fight the Power. All right? He turns off the radio. He asked for a slice of pizza. The man says, the man tells him the price. He say, hey, man, put me some cheese on there. You know, I want some cheese on that pizza. All right. Number one, we just talked about it. Heat. Okay, if you put cheese in your gut, you will have a huge problem. All right, don't even, you know, we all adults here. Don't even have to go into that. You will be clogged up. You'll be fogged up, you know. And once again, Hollywood has film. It's film. You know what film? If somebody bring you a glass of water at a restaurant, Bev, and they have film on, what you going to tell them to do?
Take it back. It's dirty.
Take it back. It's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm glad you talk like that. Take it back. It's dirty. Remember that word, dirty, all right? And what where are we going? Okay, so he's in the pizza. He turned his box off. They have some kind of problem there because the man is thinking that Radio Raheem is rude. You know, he came in there with his boombox. Now he got all of our chicken. We in there eating, minding our business. We on this, about to take this long road trip. We trying to get some food to nourish ourselves. And man, Radio Raheem and this man is getting into it. So Radio Raheem just stops everything. He said, hold up. Keep that pizza. I just want to tell you this. So he put his two big fists out. Remembering to do the right thing, he had the love on one hand and hate on the other. Bev, I'm going to ask the family to do something before we get into this. I want y'all to write down the alphabet, A through Z. And we'll wait patiently while everybody get in. You know, this is for people that would like to be involved in this.
Okay.
Write down the alphabet. And also write down the word alpha, A-L-P-H-A, alpha, which is really an olive. And olive means ox. first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph. We call it Alpha in Greek. And it represents an ox. And we're in the year of the ox. People can do their own research on the ox. We're not going there. But we are going to deal with the Alpha Bet. 1 through 26. I'll tell everybody where the ones are. Y'all can fill in the blanks, okay? A is one. We know that for a fact. J is another one. Got that? And S is 19. That's another one. Now, just make every letter a single digit. Okay, like 12 is going to be 3. 13 going to be 4. But leave one letter whole and don't break it down. And that's the letter R. Leave the R at 18. Man.
Now, wait a minute. What did you spell it? What's the word now? Say that again. I was writing my alphabet.
I'm sorry,
man.
You know.
Go ahead.
Exactly. You was writing down the alphabet. Now write down the word alpha.
Oh, okay. A-L-P-H-A.
Yes.
Okay.
This is so when I first got Dr. Gabriel Yibo's formula, the GIJ comma J with zero, I had already studied and found out that, you know, he had cracked the code, relativity.
Okay.
He solved that equation and he came up with a theorem, you know, a proven truth. The only one to ever do it. So I said, man, this is the only person to ever do this, man. It got to be something to this, man. I mean, how come it's not known in our community? How come people ain't talking about this? What's the deal here? How come this is not widely known? You know, how come he ain't big like Einstein? How come people don't know about this? What is this? I said, man, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. I don't know anything. I don't know nothing but to do but do like I do with the alphabet, put numbers to each letter and just see, like you always say, Bev, look for that pattern.
Yeah.
Pattern. Look for a pattern. All right. So let's look at this word alpha, and let's break it down. So you see the 2A. You have the alphabet, Bev. You have it all filled in, 1 through 26.
Yeah, but don't you put the numbers up under them? See, I did.
Put the number up under the letter.
Okay.
Yeah. No. How are you?
Okay.
Whatever comfortable.
No.
Whatever comfortable to each person. Yeah. Yeah, you can put the number under the letter, whatever comfortable to you.
Oh, okay.
It's worth the wait, fam. Trust me, it's worth it. We're going to take our time and go to elementary school. Elements. It's something to eat, huh, Bev? I like that. We definitely going to break out the table. Like I said, y'all was on Ticks and Waffles. We're going to serve up something tonight, too. I'm like the little fellow on Soul Food. You know, I'm bringing everybody to grandma's table. Even though grandma ain't around no more, I still miss. We used to get together, you know, play that music, eat some food, you know, enjoy each other's company, you know, catch up, and then we split ways. All good. Well, I want to keep that tradition going, you know. I've been on these airways with you almost 11 years now, Bev. Pretty fascinating to me. Yeah. Now, tonight, 11 is going to be a key number, all right? Remember that.
Okay.
Remember the R, leave at 18, but make every other digit single.
So leave the R at 18.
Yeah, and 1 and 8 at R.
Okay, but everything else is single.
It's single, yes.
Okay.
Okay, your rights. Your rights is R. Reserve is R. You know, rest is R. Rest and relaxation. That's Radio Raheem, R and R. Now, there's a pattern and a rhythm that I noticed in this movie. And once I seen it in this movie, I said, man, I wonder what other movie it's in. And, man, it's in every movie, every commercial, every cartoon, every news report, 1 and 8. And once you latch on to it, Bev, you can't get away from it. It'll wake you up in the middle of the night. 1 and 8. It's a lot of space. It's actually 6 digits in between 1 and 8. I'm going to show you I'm not the only one that noticed. Oh, man. I just paid attention to numbers and the alphabet. Simple. That's it. And I just seen a pattern and a rhythm. Okay. So Hopefully by now everybody has this down. No, we're going slow. It's methodical. But, man, it's worth it. Okay, so let's look at the word alpha. Two A's. And just put your number. You have the number one and the number one in the word alpha, right? Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, fill in the blanks in
A.
Between alpha. That's right. Yeah, put A and A, one and one on the ends, all right? Now, fill in the blanks in the middle, Bev, and tell me what you get.
Okay, let me see. Okay, now the L is a 3.
What number is
L? L is
okay,
a
that's
12,
right.
But you want me to break it down to a 3 or just put the
yes,
break it down to
absolutely,
a 3?
Absolutely, 3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.
Okay.
Everything down, simplify every number.
Okay, and so.
And P is what?
The P is 16, but it's a 7. The
right.
H.
Yeah. Don't even have to say the whole number, Bev. Just say the single digit.
Okay. And the H. Oh, don't say the alphabet. Just say the number. It's an 8.
Yeah. No. H is 8. Yeah. Just don't
yeah.
have to say it's
okay.
16 or 17. Yeah. Just do it a single digit.
Oh. Okay. Just say the single number. Okay. I got you. That's it.
Yes.
13781.
Okay. But no. But in between the ones, what number is 378? Right.
Yes, between the ones.
378.
You're correct. Yes.
Okay, now add those up. What do you get?
A 9.
You get 9. Yep, you went from 18 to 9, right?
Yep.
Okay, that 18. There was that 18 in the middle of alpha. It's a word that we use all the time. Then now let's do BET, B-E-T. Black Entertainment. What is BET?
Okay, let me see. 2, 5, 2. Wow, that's a 9. 2, 5, 2. I feel like Eddie over here now.
And that's a good A and Bill. You feel like two Eddies. You feel like two Eddies. Two. Look at the title of the
okay.
show.
Right. Two. You're right.
Right? And what's the name of your radio show?
Truth to Power.
All right.
Truth
remember that
power.
Now.
Both
all right.
Of them together. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So there you go. We're going to stay with the, we're going to be on the one and the two. One and two and
okay.
three. And they don't teach that in our school system. They don't
okay.
teach that as far as they can go. One and two and three, they don't even know that. Two and three is 5. Yeah. Did you ever was taught one and two and three and 3 and 2 is 5, Phil?
Sure. It's been so long ago. I don't think so. 1 and 2 3. I can't remember.
See what I'm saying? We've been programmed, man. We've been programmed 1, 2, 3, 4.
Big time. Big
you know
time.
What I mean? Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we were taking off the natural count, nature. You know, nature is 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is how we're, you know, so we're going to go back to the elementary school. We're going to learn properly. So, you see, so that's one example. Now, Bev, who came up
mm-hmm.
with Better Love? Who came up with that Better
Love? Robert X.
Robert, yeah, I should have known. Dr. X came up with Better Love,
yeah.
right? So we already
yeah.
have BET, BET, 9, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
now, so
let's
go alphabet. So alpha better. Just add another T, E-R. Better. Alpha better.
Okay.
With T-E-R. Now, the T is what number?
2.
And 5 is? I mean, E is 5. I'm sorry. C is
5.
2, E is 5.
Yeah.
That's 7.
Yeah.
And the R
now
is 1-8.
Yes. So do you want me to put the 1-8 or just keep, just do single, 9, right?
Yeah, you can do A, Bev. When it comes to the R, you could do either one.
Okay.
You could do 1-8 or you could do 9, but I'd rather for you to leave it 1-8.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but you still know it's 9, right? Okay, now
yeah,
let's go
exactly.
back to that table. Let's go back to that food that you mentioned earlier, Bev, that food. You said Africanium
mm-hmm.
sound like some food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got
mm-hmm.
the table to spread. So we have the first product on the table, Africanium, to eat. And Bev, 79 on that same table is gold.
Hmm.
Hey, don't worry. We go, at by the time we get done with this, everybody gonna be smiling with gold teeth.
Okay.
All right. Just keep this in mind. You keep this in mind. These are formulas that we're dealing with. All right. If I don't know how else to explain it. We'll get to it later. We'll check it out. We'll see how it walks into, you know, this realm. That write down the word magic. Magic. Write down G-I-J, comma J, equals zero.
Okay.
All right. Everybody is going to have to take the time out to go listen to clips of Dr. Gabriel Oyibo explain what his formula is. Does what it is and how powerful it is, the most powerful, the most high formula. Now you see the GI in the middle of magic?
Yeah.
That formula starts with GI.
Wow. Sure is. I see the GI. Okay.
You see the C on the end? That C is for you to see with your eyes.
Mm. Gee, I see.
So you have Ma. G-I-C. Yeah, that's it. G-I-C. Hey, Bev, you see how you walked into that? Do you understand why we going slow and methodically with this, Bev?
Yes.
This is
yes.
Only the beginning. You said G-I-C.
That's yes.
It. That's exactly what we doing. Pay attention,
okay.
Bev. We okay. Way out in the clouds, man. Pay attention. Ma. Ma. You can't say math without saying ma.
Right. Ma.
Ma. Yeah, ma. And one. That's five. That we own the five. Five. They call five a golden mean ratio. Golden mean ratio. Notice the word mean. Bev, sometimes I'm very mean. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Sometimes I am very mean. Actually, sometimes that meanness helped me. Sometimes that meanness actually goes against me. So I'm trying to find equilibrium and balance in my art within my own being. But I'm being very honest about it. I am very mean sometimes. Golden mean. So I studied this five, number five, and that golden mean ratio. I really got into it really deep for a long, long time, and I finally understood. It's a share. It's called share. You know, Tutmosis said something on the radio a while back, and he was right on point. He said, we're gonna be sharing. You're going to share space. You're going to share, everything. Everything is going to be a share.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very important, Bev, because with a golden mean ratio, as it spins out, just like a pine cone. You see how all those little seeds on that pine cone are all geometrically in order?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You see how they just layer over each other like that? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a golden mean. They call that fractality. It's just a natural pattern on its own. It is not made by the hands of man. It is naturally in order, God's order. It's a God order. All right? Now let's go to love, better love. What's the numbers for love, Bev?
Okay, let's do
L-O. What's L-O?
Both of them together? Well, love is a
no,
three.
No, just do L-O first.
Is... Okay, well, L is three, and O is six.
Okay, that's a nine, right?
Yep.
Okay, and what's V-E?
V is four, and E is five. Wow. 9-9. Yeah. Oh my. 9-9. Okay.
Bev, so thus far, we've taken a lot of time doing this, but so far, I'm showing you the God order.
Yes.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah.
Unconsciously, we're in it. You see that? We just in it.
Yeah.
We just vibe in it all the time. Now write down the word 11. We're almost done. We're gonna move on to something else. We're gonna move from salad pizza.
Okay, I got 11.
You got 11. The word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, L is God. They call L God, E-L. What's the number for L?
Oh, the E. Let me add the E. That's a 5. 9. Here we go back to this 9. Wait a minute. 5, 6, 8. This is 8. I'm sorry.
Okay. L is 8. L is 8. Write that down. L is 8.
Yeah. I got 8.
Now Okay. Now what's E?
E is 5. Oh, you want me to
know? Yeah, no,
E-V-E.
The whole word. Yeah, E-V-E.
Okay, not the end, just E-V-E.
Yeah, we're going to get to the end.
Okay. So that's 5. The E is 5, and the V is 3. No, 4, excuse me. The V is 4, the E is 5. So if you add 5, 4, 5, then you're dealing with 14, 4 and 1 is 5.
Absolutely, man. 4 and 1 is 5.
Yeah.
Right. Now, N, the letter N, according to Dr. Gabriel's formula, he has been found to have N for him is infinity, according to his formula. Infinity.
Okay.
N is infinity. N is infinity. We're reprogramming. N is infinity. So if you add that 5 to the 5 that you got on E, you get a 1. Is that right?
5 and 5 is 10. That's a 1.
Okay, so your first L was 8 and even is 1.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you say 11, you're saying 9. 9, 11. Same numbers. 9, 11. Trickeration. 11
is 9.
Wait,
explain that part again to me.
Okay, you remember the tragedy of 9/11.
I know, yeah.
Okay. My point
is we got 8.
Is that
okay,
11? Yeah, the word 11. When you say the word 11, it's a 9.
Oh, you're talking about the
1.
Word. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, yes, the word. So you can you can transfer, you can work the word 1, O-N-E. It has a number.
I got it.
Bev,
5.
So there's people out there doing this, Bev, is my point. When people put a word down in these companies, it's methodical. You know, you have to go slow. And we on Turtle Island, you have to move slow and see things.
Okay.
If we're going too fast, this is my point. This is what I'm getting at. We're moving at their speed. We're heating up, right? And we get exhausted. We can't keep up with their speed, so we have to do our speed.
Okay.
11 and 9 is the same number. It's a lot of trickeration in this. There's the only thing going on is numbers. The only thing that you can prove is real. Anything in the movie ain't real. It's theater. Actors. They call news people on the news anchors, TV anchors. An anchor keep you from going places. And they're liars. 9/11, same number. So 11 was my key, Bev. Whenever I see 11, then that's where I start looking. I start looking real close if I see 11. And any of these words that these people put together, when I see 11, I start decoding immediately because I know they're trying to hide. And this is a fact. We're going to walk through it. Go ahead.
I see where, okay, so we got the 9. So when I put the from the word 11, so when I put the 9 in front of the word, we got 9/11.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. Yes. It's like saying 7-Eleven. Same.
Yeah.
7-Eleven. Same thing, Bev.
Yeah.
That, you know why?
Yeah.
The word seven is 20.
Mm.
The word seven is 20. The word seven, not the number. The word seven is 20. Okay, so this is the dance that's being done out here. So when I say watch the movie Roman J. Israel, they doing a number game, boy, and we're going to bust them. Roman J. Israel. It don't coming to America. I could have picked any movie. You can name any movie. This code is in there. I'll tell you one.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. I need people to help us. I need people out there online to help us look things up Look up. First, write down Ben-Hur. Remember the movie Ben-Hur?
Right.
B-E-N-H-E-R. Ben-Hur. Write that down. We're going to get into this movie in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to get into the actual time in a minute. H-E-R. Yeah, Ben-Hur.
Okay.
Ben-Hur is the movie.
Okay.
It's actually H-U-R. It's not E-R. It's
that's
H-U-R.
Right. Okay.
Ben-Hur. Right. Okay, now, Bev, you want to invert that. You want to write that backwards, and so I want somebody out there to look that up. Look up Runeb, R-U-H-N-E-B. That's Ben-Hur backwards. And I want that person who looked that up to call in. Only the person who looked that up, call in and tell us when you find Runeb, tell us what that is. This is going to be an example, but we're going to keep moving, Bev.
Okay.
Okay, so Radio Raheem. Radio Raheem, look at his initials, R and R. There it is again, Bev. Radio Raheem, R&R, 1818.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 9 and 9.
Okay. Okay, so he don't want no pizza no more. Now he finna move on down the street. He going to go check out Senor Love Daddy. Senor Love Daddy, S-L-D. What's the numerology on the letter S, the letter L, and the letter D, Bev? S-L-D.
You say D like in dog?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Saying D? Okay, all right.
Uh-huh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
So
S-L-D.
The S?
Senor Love, that was Samuel Jackson.
Okay. S is 19, but that's a 1.
Mm-hmm.
L is a 3. And D
mm-hmm.
is a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a 8.
All right, 8. There he is again. That's
mm-hmm.
Senor Love. That's the DJ. His radio station is
108
FM, Bev. 108.
Wow.
That's the radio. Senor Love, Daddy.
Okay.
108 FM. What's the number for F and M, Bev?
Okay. F is 6 and M is 4. The one.
There it is. All right, let's move on down the street. Now we finna drop it. Now we finna switch gears, okay? Because we've been playing around. Now we finna switch gears and get on the road. He move on down the street again to a scene in the movie where Martin Lawrence and all these brothers are sitting on the stoop. They're on the stoop conversating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A guy rolls up with a bike. He has a Larry Bird jersey on with the number 33
mm-hmm.
on it. Bev, write down the word bird. Bird.
Okay.
B-I-R-D.
Okay.
What's the number for bird? Now we're going to fly, y'all. What's the number for bird?
Okay, B is 2. I is 9. R is 9.
Ain't that 11? Slow down, Bev. Whenever you see 11,
what?
You know that it's going to be on. B, I is 11.
Oh, yes. That's 11. Okay. So, okay, you got to make sure
you look
for the 11. Okay.
That's
9
right.
And R is 9, and then D is 4.
All right, you add all that up, what you get?
Okay, so we got 11 and we got 4.
Boom.
You want me to add?
You're wearing the number 33. No, you good. You good.
So
just stop right there.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So my point is, I'm going to show you something now. Watch. I showed you Alpha. Right? How that 18 was in the middle of Alpha. Now watch this. Bird. It's a bunch of brothers on the stoop and some sisters,
mm-hmm.
and he comes with his mm-hmm. mic, and they on his stoop. He lives in that flat. So he accidentally stepped on that brother's shoe on his Air Jordans. Jordans. Oh man, y'all have to write everything down in this movie, man. They going in. Air Jordans. AJ, there's that 11 again, Bev. A and J. Air Jordan.
Yeah,
he stepped on his Air Jordan. And he said,
okay.
He said, man, what's wrong with you, man? You know, you step on a brother's shoes, he get upset. He said, man, ought to charge you. Listen what he said. Ought to charge you $100. $108 plus tax. You get that?
$108.
That's what he told him
in
the movie.
Radio station.
He told him $108 plus tax. Right. There, they slipped it in right there. But here go the key, Bev.
Okay.
That man that walked up the stairs wearing that bird jersey, that number six, put a six in front of 1-8, that's gold. 6-1-8. Why? You move the six to the one. You move the six to the one, that's seven. If you move the eight to the one, that's nine. Okay, write it down, babe. Write 6-1-8 down on your paper. 6-1-8. All right, there you go. Now, this is going to come up a lot, Bev. Actually, this is everything. This is where it all is. It's all hitting right here, Bev. Let's go back to magic again, that GI and magic. You go ahead and put your numbers to GI and magic.
Okay, so the G is 7 and the I is 9.
Now, that's
and
it.
And the C.
You don't need to go no further. That's it.
That's it.
I'm just showing you the goal.
Okay.
I'm showing you the goal, babe. I'm showing everybody the goal. All right?
Okay.
GI. Now let's go to the formula. GI, J, comma, J. What's the first two letters in the formula?
GI.
GI. That's the gastrointestinal. Your gut and your stomach. Okay, GI. There you go. So this formula is dealing with that aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right off the bat, it show you that this is how I learned it, Bev. I followed the pattern. That's all I did. I just followed the pattern. Once I seen the gold, I said, man, this is the yellow brick road. This is more bounce than
right.
house. Okay, I'm gonna keep going down the road, see where it go. All right,
okay.
Now let's deal with the bird. Okay, the bird. Now Radio Raheem died. Radio Raheem died in the movie. He died.
Mm-hmm.
He died. He was brutally murdered. Now let's go to the movie Get Out, the movie that we all love, Get Out. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you nature. I'm gonna show you nature talking to us. A creature that inhabits trees a lot. Birds. Get Out. The initials for Get Out is G O. G O. God Order. Get Out. God Order. G O. George Floyd. G F. God Order. Watch this, Bev.
Okay.
Okay, the bird. Now, bird poop is very dangerous. Have you ever heard somebody say that, Bev, that bird poop is dangerous?
I never heard that.
Okay, Get Out. In Get Out, he's trying to find his friend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find his friend. He ain't seen him in a little while. And then his friend finally called him. He tell him, hey, man, I'm out here with my friend, man. We out here in the woods. And he say, man, what? He said, man, you where? With who? He said, man, you better get up out of there, man. Don't you know them people, man, use black people for sex slaves?
Mm.
Now, why he telling him that, in his room, there's a picture of a bird behind him on the wall, a huge black bird. Y'all go check it out on Get Out. Look for this bird. Bird poop is very dangerous, man. People dying.
Okay. Yeah.
It's dirty.
Yeah,
remember earlier we talked about dirty? Dirty bird by people dying. Okay. People was dying and Get Out.
Yes.
Remember at the end? He shot her with the shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
Bev, gunpowder is made from bird poop.
Wow.
Okay, now I need somebody to look up fertilizer.
Okay, somebody looked up the first one you said. gunpowder is
and
made
what's
from.
The, what... And now, what was our answer for that first question I asked for?
Oh, shit. Let me open it up here. Kwame, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Daughters of the Nile.
What was...
Say that again?
Daughters of the Nile.
Daughters of the Nile. Runeb, Ben-Hur. Daughters of the Nile. Where and where is that Daughters of the Nile at, Brother Sun Horse?
I didn't look up where they was at, but I know that there's a bunch of white women on the picture. And they got the head of a female pharaoh, just like you do with the Shriners, with the sword over the head, like the Shriners with the sword over the pharaoh. And that they got to keep the secrets, and they will behead you if you reveal the secrets.
All right, thank you, very much, Brother Sun Horse. We're gonna keep moving. I want you to hang around, man. We want you to drop some knowledge, but thank you very much for that, brother. I think you said enough.
I'm gonna put you on mute, Kwame. Okay.
Now, did you catch that, Bear?
What
did you catch?
He said. Yeah, the daughter.
Yeah,
of the
what
Nile,
he said. Yeah,
right.
And that's Ben-Hur. Mm-hmm. Backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Backwards.
Mm.
Pay attention, y'all. You understand? Pay attention. Now let's go to this trash movie that I call trash. I laughed. There was some, you know, the brothers at the barbershop, just like in Do the Right Thing, Robin Harris and them on the corner. You know, that stuff is funny. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
there's tragic in comedy. A lot of tragedy and death in comedy. But, man, we got the formula to make people live. All right? Now, check this out. Birds and bird poop. And anybody got fertilizer yet? You know, fertilizer explode, man. I'm out here in Texas. I'm visiting Texas. They have there was a huge fertilizer explosion in Houston, Texas. A huge fertilizer explosion. It killed a bunch of people. Because the man, had fertilizer on his boat out on the water, and it caught on fire, and he kept bringing the boat into dock, and it blew up. You know, in Texas, you know, you got oil, so he had the oil tankers out there. He brought his boat on into the dock and caught these other boats on fire, and his boat had a second, the fertilizer caught fire once, but then it had a second, number two, Bev, it had a second explosion, what killed a bunch of people.
Wow.
But now, these trees is taking me to this information, babe. I know nothing about this stuff. I don't know nothing about this. Okay, I'm led on this trail, this crazy trail about fertilizer and bird poop. And then I see a pattern here. I'm like, wow. And then I look at the case in Houston, and what happened? They had a tort. Listen to this, babe, a tort judgment. T-O-R-T. They gave the people, families involved in the explosion, a judgment. Y'all look that explosion up and look the cases up. Look up a tort judgment. Now, the people that go there, they were supposed to go there. And the people that's been looking for this information, they're going to find what they've been looking for. These are through the birds communicating. The birds are leading us to this information. Tort judgment. You see the OR in there? OR, that's 618, Bev. Tort.
Okay.
618, right in the middle of tort, in between the two T's. A tort judgment. Okay, so that's those who follow that, you know, you'll go to your golden path. Right. Fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, and the birds have to create in their own body uric acid to keep that nitrate, you know, from being, you know, too strong. But if you get a bunch of it together, babe, like a, you know, tons and bales of it, it becomes very dangerous because it's gases. Coming, you know, it's gaseous, you know. If it get too hot, you get overheated, it catches on fire. But then the explosion that come after the fire is what caused the damage. Ben, we talking about birds.
You wouldn't even think that with birds. Wow.
Thank you.
They that powerful.
That's exactly my point. Ben, if you study birds, Ben, your mind will be opened up ridiculously. Birds. the singing of the bird, communicating with the roots of the trees, you know, creating rhythmic dances with other creatures so they can come out and they can eat them. Mm. It's all a rhyme and a reason to everything they do. You see how they always tilt their head to the side and looking at stuff and checking things out? They're very observative. They don't waste movement. Birds. Imagine if birds was used, Bev. What did you remember Alfred Hitchcock, the birds?
The birds, yeah.
What do you think they were showing us in that movie, Bev? Was people dying in that movie?
Yeah. They was invaded.
Okay, what's the initials? Alfred Hitchcock. 1 and 8.
Wow.
Where do the 6 come in? 6 and 8 is gold, Bev. It's in everything. Now let's go to Africanium. Africanium.
Okay.
All you got to do is just look at the title of the show and just do your letters to the title of the show. Africanium. Start with Africa. Do numbers on Africa. That should be 1, 6, 1, 8. Letters of that Africa should be 1, 6, 1, 8, and then you have the C-A-N, can.
Oh, see, you want us to keep the R with the 1, 8. You don't want us to break it down to the 9.
You will get used to seeing 6, 1, 8, 7, 1, 8 if you keep the 1, 8.
Okay.
You know, and,
if I keep
know,
the 1, 8.
It's just
an
easier way.
All right.
It was an easier way for me to learn, but once you start seeing the gold, yeah, I mean, anybody that you show what gold is, well, you're going to go to sleep and they're going to be up at night trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whoever it attracts, you know, it's not for everyone, but this pattern, Bev, it's deep. You got that? Africanium.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get to the sea, you just see with your eye. You see a N. There's that infinite N again. It's a language, babe. It's a rhythm and a pattern in a language. Africanium. Africanium is the hidden one. It's the hidden one. It's hidden by hydrogen, known by Dr. Gabriel Oyibo as hiding the original Africanium. Now you could put in a periodic table right now, Bev, and what you're going to see at number one on the table that we're eating from, you're going to see hydrogen. You ain't going to see Africanium. Very rarely they're going to show you Africanium. They're going to show you hydrogen. Dr. Gabriel Oyibo calls that hiding the original.
But that's what's been going on, though. I mean, truly.
Yeah, right. I mean, and this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with truly, Bev. We're dealing with the truth.
Right.
We're dealing with truly right now. And the mathematical formula. You can understand how powerful and deep this is and how important it is. You imagine a melanated brother have cracked the code, the mathematical code, to be the greatest mathematician of all time, and have discovered the Africanium is hidden by the hydrogen. You imagine what comes with that. It's a steep hill to climb.
Yeah.
Uncovering the truth is not an easy task. Hydrogen, hiding the original. Hydrogen is coded, Bev. It's a 1 and a H. So this is where I got it, Bev. I seen the pattern. I said, okay, see how he used this for a decoder. You know, I don't know it in totality, Bev, because it's very, very intricate and laid out. But all I can say is I'm using simple element, putting numbers to letters, and I'm seeing this code. Now, I don't even do geometria. That's Brother Eddie. He do the geometria. He sees it in a whole different angle. But it's still another way to crack the code. There's many different ways, you know. It's polymath. There's all kind of ways to do math. So, you know, I spent a lot of time doing that, but I want the family to understand that, you know, this is what's going on. I'm coming to America. Same difference. When you learn how to count, use these letters and find your gold, you're going to find it everywhere. It's everywhere, Bev, coming to America. Now, where was the gold in coming to America? They showed
gold.
Remember when he met his son?
Oh, it was in Japan.
Right?
And he had, it was in America, wasn't it? Well, they was in America, wasn't it?
Yeah, they was in America, exactly. They walked in an apartment, and they met his son.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, remember, that, and the briefcase dropped open, and the gold bars came out.
Yeah.
First hint.
Hmm. Okay.
Another, y'all want to move past this movie because I want to get to the Africanium, but another, in Roman J. Israel. But another thing where, in that movie where the Eddie Murphy's daughter had a band on her arm. It said democracy. But the way it was spelled, democracy, it said demo crazy.
Mm.
Demo crazy.
See?
Now that just went that fine. I saw the band, but I didn't really pay attention to what it said.
it's crazy with a Z. Crazy. Demo crazy. Mm. So maybe, you know, it's subtle, Bev. It's subtle. They're not going to, you know.
Right, right.
It's in there. It's all in there. The trees, the plants, the animals, you know, eating each other, you know. Circumcision.
Yeah.
Right? He was about to get circumcised. They had all their ancestors' foreskin. You see that? They had all the ancestors' foreskin. Bev. I don't want to get gross, but man, people get high off this stuff. Now there's a show with Jim Henson, the man who made the Muppets. Everybody need to check.
Mm-hmm.
Put this in your notes for later on. It's called The Dark Crystal. The Dark Crystal.
Okay.
Man, y'all go watch that. Now, in the movie, Arsenio Hall was a little, what they called him, a golem.
Mm-hmm.
A little man to make. They call a guy, he can be created. It's in the Hebrew Book of Magic called the Sefer Yetzirah, How to Make a Golem. Same as Smeagol on Lord of the Rings, the little ugly golem. He was always trying to steal the ring. A golem. They made Arsenio Hall a golem.
Mm.
Okay, when you go watch The Dark Crystal, you're going to understand. Also, you're going to decode Get Out when you see The Dark Crystal. Now, what do they do with these little beings in The Dark Crystal? They just like the little beings on The Chronicles of Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia, the little beings with the little ears. Same beings in Dark Crystal. But these little foul birds, these little bird looking beings, Bev, they so ugly, man. That's why if I wouldn't have got past those ugly birds, I would have missed it. But I stayed and I watched the whole thing. It was recommended by Ross Ben. Told to me by 44 Parallel Dave. He told me to watch The Dark Crystal. Ross Ben said, watch The Dark Crystal, is deep. So I did. I watched The Dark Crystal, and I seen Get Out. I seen where they got Get Out from. They got it out of The Dark Crystal. Y'all go check it out.
Wow.
And you think this stuff is fake.
Okay.
There's a quartz crystal inside of a TV, Bev. Okay, you can program crystals.
Yeah.
Okay, in The Dark Crystal, they set these little beings in a chair, and then they raise this little wall, and there's the crystal in there. The crystal shoots a beam at the being into the eye, and then they have a little cup. They have a little machine, and out of the cup comes the energy of the person that's tied to the chair watching the crystal. And the cup gets filled with the liquid, and then these little ugly birds drink the liquid.
Mm. Is that why they have those goggles all on top of churches? And because a lot of times we don't even look up, but they got them. They like birds, you know.
That's
they got
a griffin.
That's
called a griffin.
The griffin.
That's a griffin.
Okay.
A griffin vulture.
Okay.
Griffin vulture. You can look that up in Kemet folklore.
Okay.
The griffin vulture. Yeah, right. But yeah, there you go, babe. Just stay with that bird theme, you know, because it's not to be taken lightly. I could put it like that. Birds, gunpowder, explosions, you know, poisoning. Birds, bat guano. Now, where I live, there's a bat cave. And every evening about dusk, you can go and watch millions of bats pour out of this cave. Now, what's so fascinating about that? These bats get off in pairs, Bear. They super intelligent. These bats come off the cave and they break off in pairs. Now, when you see them breaking off in pairs, they're going east, west, north, and south. You know, it's like they got a rhyme and a reason. They've been patterns. Bev, they start forming groups and DNA spirals. They moving in DNA spirals, Bev. They doing a DNA helix spiral. I've seen this hundreds of times. The bats are doing it.
Wow.
Now, Bev, before you walk up on that cave, you can smell that bat guano for blocks. You can smell that bat guano, which is bat poop. You can smell it for blocks and blocks and blocks, especially in the summertime when it's really hot.
Right.
Yeah, bat guano. So, you know, during the COVID, I heard some talk about bats. So, you know, I never put it all together. I never studied it because, you know, I pretty much know just to inoculate myself and take care of myself, eat pomegranates and papayas and fast and, you know, just keep my vibration up. But I'm inserting the bird into people's minds, the bird. Don't let the bird fly past you. There's some deep stuff in there. You know, we're spending a lot of time on this, Bev. We need a break. Let's take some calls and let's open up some music and play some music, Bev.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want people to catch on to this, and we're going to talk about the formula.
Okay. So do you want me to open the line up, or you want to take a musical break?
Let's talk. Yeah, let's hear from the people. Let's hear from some people. And,
okay.
Let's open up the line, and then we'll play some music, too.
Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know, the number is 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. Okay, where are we at here? Okay, 773-396.
Hey, Deb, can you hear me? Hold on one second.
Yes, you can.
Oh.
I'm outside. Okay, let me get in my car. Okay, I pressed number 1 to because you had mentioned, you quickly mentioned that bird poop. Now, this is what gets me to thinking about, in general, how things have been studied a lot longer than we can really imagine. And the reasons why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, if you remember the Three Stooges episode, where they do it in joke form, but they would have a bird eat gunpowder, and that bird poops out an egg that would explode. I don't think by happenstance, like Robert X said, there ain't no such things as coincidences, that these things that are done, even if it is in joke form, which is the easiest way to slip it past you, to put things out there.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. In particular,
certain episodes where they do make a joke, but you know, like you said, it's bird poop is powerful. if it has the ability to make something explode, I mean, you know, like Bobby Hemmett said. Certain people who study certain things go with what works. Why would you go with something that did not work? Now, I know, I mean, I can't say this doesn't have some level of significance, but they put it in joke form. But that particular episode where, you know, some bird went along a trail of gunpowder and then it pooped out, you know, an egg or whatever, that egg exploded, which caused the fire.
Now, stay right here, sister. Inside the embryo of an egg is the same thing going on. We're eating eggs and about to explode.
So,
wow, it got quiet.
What are we doing? Okay, as far as food, what are we doing wrong? Is the chicken wrong to eat?
I can't answer that. I have a particular diet that I've spent time studying with myself for many years, and I stick with that deity because you know, it gives me the most fire. You know, I get the most energy, and my mind is clear. So I stick with that regimen. I stick with that deity and that diet. I stick with that.
Okay.
I don't change. And when I do change, I get in trouble. And so there, you know, I keep my rhythm. I don't get out of rhythm. I try not to. It's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge. You know, I'm not saying I don't struggle with it, but I try to keep that regimen, you know, because I want to be consistent. And so yeah, that's you know we kind of did get out of the way. We got out of the way a little bit. So we're just trying to get back in the God order of things. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now I quickly want to say this. Okay, now when it forms of religion and the things that you point out, now of course I am at amateur status with what I'm learning, but it's quite interesting because I don't really believe in the one book scholar of, you know, this book, this quote unquote good book, because I do believe it needs to be decoded. But when you mention things even as the poop of a bird, is it safe to say that, I guess I can't really bring these things up to people who are so Jesus-bound because they don't see the relevance. But it's just that when you delve into the things and why things work, I think you will have a better perspective and you could possibly decode that book just a touch better. Do you have some level of agreement with that?
Ma'am, watch this. In the Bible, there you always listen for body parts. The Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Write down the word knee and write down the word tongue, and y'all tell me what y'all get in numbers. We're gonna talk about the code. We're going to stay right here and talk about this code. Another person, while somebody do that, another person get Psalms, the book of Psalms, 68 and 4. Now, Brother Abdullah was on your show, Bev, a couple of weeks ago. I mm-hmm. asked him about the sun. I said, Brother, how many mm-hmm. miles is the sun without the zeros involved? Take the fractionated, take the zeros out. He says 684. Check out Psalm 68 and 4.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 18.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Beth, could you please text me your email? There's a couple of questions that I have for you as far as tarot cards.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. I'll mute my line and listen. Thank you so much, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. That was excellent. There
you
go,
man.
People are catching it.
Better love.
Yes.
Better love.
Yes. Better love. Better love. Better 18. People are catching it, man. That's for sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
I'm going to just go ahead and drop it because it happened to George Floyd. Remember how many minutes he kept his knee on George Floyd's neck?
Yeah.
Eight
and
minutes.
Look at all they was. Wow. And that's all they were talking about.
In a twin city.
Wow.
In a twin city. When you say 2020, you got to say twin. You got to say twin when you say 20. You're going to see a lot of twins. Let's
we
go
end
to the football game with Let's go to the Super Bowl with the Superb Owl. It's not a Super Bowl. It's the Superb Owl. They go that animal again, always using the creatures from nature. Superb, superb. Somebody get the word superb. Do the numbers on superb. Superb Owl. They always going to show you nature. The bird is going to always tell you what's going on. And the Superb Owl with the Rams and the New England Patriots, the GOAT. A GOAT and a Ram. Both quarterbacks named Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Goff and Thomas Brady. They both went to Catholic school in California.
Mm-hmm.
The score of the game was 13-3. Let me show you 13-3 in the word GOAT. G-O, 7-6, that's 13. A-T is 1-2, that's 3. That was the score of the game.
Wow.
People think that stuff is real. The Bay is the governor. Tom Brady, 7 championships, standing on the 7th in the Bay, the governor, clowning us. Now, big time, babe. Now, let's stick with the number 2. Tupac was in the movie Poetic Justice. He was in the truck with Janet Jackson. JJ, that's there. Go that 11. That's that gateway, babe. That's that 2 with riding in the front with Tupac. Now, Eddie Murphy in the movie had a illegitimate child, which they call it illegitimate, from drugs. Okay, let's go to the back of the truck in the movie Poetic Justice. The brother was back there with the sister. They had their spirits going, right? And they was going in on sex. You see how they go hand in hand? He, they, you know, drop you down with the sexual energy, inebriated with the spirits, and boom. It didn't go good with them two. They got left. Well, he got left. He got left and dropped off. But notice they was on the beautiful coast of California. On, listen to this, Bev, on Pacific Coast Highway 1, PCH 1. They go that 1 and 8 again. One of my favorite routes to take when I go to Cali, PCH, Highway 1. It was in the movie Us. Same deal, the coast of California. The coast out there, man. The movie Den of Thieves, Ice Cube son. They show you pictures of the coast of California. California, where the redwood trees are, Bev, the redwood trees, the cicada. You know, California was burnt up on fire, creating ashes. Ashes. You know what come out the ash? What kind of bird? A bee new bird. Bee new.
Oh, yeah.
Bee new. Bee new bird. Same thing. Y'all watch Roman J. Israel? Same thing. Brother was in the room. In the hospital with a bunch of plants. In a movie about a lawyer, law. Law is land, air, and water. So in the stressful job as an esquire like he have, a defense attorney, what does he do to relax? He got a record collection, Bev. He had a record collection. He even mentioned Gil Scott Heron, Winter in America. He dropped that, Winter in America. Y'all listen to that poem, Winter in America. It's going to get cold. So he was in a room with the sister, and they was visiting somebody in the hospital, but the room was full of plants. I mean, it was plants everywhere. And what did he say? He said, I'm going to go do like everybody else. This is Roman J. Israel, a genius. I'm going to do like everybody else. I'm going to go to the beach, to the ocean, go to the ocean. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to feel the breeze. And then he dropped it. He said, I'm going to watch the dolphins.
Oh, man.
then he received a dog in the movie, Bev. He got a dog, and he talked about the dolphins. You think they not using
right
ways in Hollywood? Let's go to the movie Us. Same deal. Same deal. By the water, right? Going to the Forest of Mirrors, Merlin's Forest, for rest. Look at that word forest. It's for rest. The word rest is the number 8, too, Bev. Eights are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For rest. Her tether died in a tree. Her little brother's tether was a dog. There's that dog star again. There he is. The same little brother in Us that grabbed that amethyst quartz crystal and went to terrorizing them folks. Him and his sister was going in. I think he had the Jaws T-shirt, and I think she had the Michael Jackson T-shirt. Yeah, she had on the Michael Jackson T-shirt, and she was going in, and then he was going in with the quartz crystal. Then he caught on fire. You know, it's the same. They're using the elements, Bev. Well, what else do they got? And they don't know how to even use them properly. They have to scare you, blow stuff up, kill, maim. You see, it's never a beautiful ending. It's always something burnt up, blowed up. You see what I'm saying? You know, bird poop, blowing stuff up.
Right.
Yeah, so you see what we're dealing with, who we're dealing with. But there's a formula that solves all that. It solves everything. Talking about it right now, it's going to get easier. But we're talking about the rough side of the mountain. You know, it's rough out there. So, you know, we know somebody that's in Hollywood. We're going to interview him pretty soon, you know.
Okay.
Maybe he'll call in tonight. But there's a lot of injuries in Hollywood, you know. There's a lot of injuries. Man, we know about that entertainment business, you know. It's a lot of injuries, a lot of insurance claims. There's a solution to that. So we need people in Hollywood to have the formula. We need people in the hospital to have the formula. You know, we need people as welders to have the formula. You know, it's a solvent. You know, it's alchemical solvents. You know, it's black magic. It's chemistry. chemistry. Let's stay with chemistry. The owner of the Lakers, Jerry Buss, Dr. Jerry Buss, a professional poker player, is a chemist. And he goes to a Jesuit school and drafts a young man named Magic Johnson, MJ. That go that thinking he ain't trying to create gold. How many rings did them brothers win? Then after those years pass along, he go and get a Zen master. He stand true to his form. You heard the sister. If you find something work, keep working it. Then he go and get the
right
Zen master, Phi Jackson or Phil. Oh, and I got to pick up a indigenous elder from Peru who passed away, and my cousin also Blue. My cousin Blue passed away. Big up to Blue, and big up to the elder
okay.
Philadelphia, a Peruvian indigenous Ashe elder that my D Rose my buddy D Rose in-law and Madeline's father.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say big up to my family over there, Camila and Natalia and D-Ro and Madeline, and a big up Philadelphia, a humble man. Yeah. So I live catered to him. But most definitely, Bev, when he got Phil Jackson, his birthday is an 8, and Jenny Buss. Oh, man, we didn't even go pick up I Dream of Jeannie. Jenny Buss. Wow, boy. Y'all just check out her. See, they wasn't dating. They was number mating. Her birthday is an 8. His birthday is an 8. They was number mating, babe.
Okay.
And then they put in the,
okay.
Watch them put the Bible together. You go and get Magic. You already got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, somebody, a person that you can't stop his shot. Nobody can block his shot. Number 33, the master.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then you go get somebody who's worthy, Mr. James. Right? Then you beam him up with Scott, Byron Scott. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go get some brown copper or Michael Cooper, right? And then okay, then the year then they form gold, win championship. They got the twins. They got Michael Thompson coming off the bench. You know, they're gonna keep the twins in the mix too. Then let's go to another era. Now you got Shaquille O'Neal, you got Kobe Bean Bryant. Remember the brother in the Bible that sold his birthright for a bowl of beans? Then you got the Derek the Fisher of Men. Then you got Rick Fox. Look at the number for Fox. Bear, what is F-O-X? Fox.
F-O-X. Okay, we got 6. 6. 6, 6, 6.
You got to have an adversary with Jesus. You got to have a devil with Jesus. Come on now. That 18 again, mama. They go them two beans again. 1 and 8. Yeah. Ooh, you see how
yeah,
that works?
You got that 9. Yeah. Wow.
I could keep going, man, but you know they just all about the gold. Now LeBron James is there. Y'all can't see that King James. He left the Cleveland Cavaliers where they carry the sword. The sword. The Bible. The sword. Oh, man. Here go the number. Remember they played Golden State. Golden State. The Warriors. They ain't putting it together. Draymond Green and Steph Curry, number 30. That go at 8. And if they want to power up and beat Cavaliers, what they have to do? They have to go get another 8. Kevin Durant, number 35. It's all a numbers game, Bev, and they making gold. They took Tupac through the Golden Gates in the movie with Janet Jackson, where to his cousin's death, took him through the Golden Gates to his cousin's death. It's poetic justice, Bev. Y'all know what happened to Tupac? There's a solution for all this. You see it? You see it, Bev?
Yeah.
I can show a problem, but I can also show you the solution. The problem ain't always up front. You see what I'm saying? Okay, y'all think vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
No. They don't have to chip you with a vaccine. They can chip you with the word chip. Potato chip. Kraft cheese. The owner of the New England Patriots. Kraft.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Smart popcorn.
You see what I'm saying? Come on, Bev. Smart popcorn. It's always pop bang. Punch, break. Okay, there's a movie called Lawnmower Man. I heard somebody call in Why Not the Rob Show and mention Lawnmower Man. Everybody go watch Lawnmower Man. They're going to show you exactly what we're dealing with today. Lawnmower Man. Now, here's another code there. They always show you in the code. It's law, land, air, and water. Law, right? Law, N, the letter N, infinity. So land, air, water is infinite. Lawn, mower. Mower. It's more. It's law in more. So in other words, this digital age is going to become the law with RoboCops. It's going to be the law and more. Everything is going to be digital robots. Everything. Law and more. And what he says in the movie, the half human, half robot, this is what he says. He said, when everybody's phone rings at the same time, he says, that's the first, how did he describe it? He said, trouble. That's the first trouble. The first trouble is when everybody's phone rings at the same time. They said this way back in the day in Lawnmower Man, a movie to show you exactly where we headed, virtual reality. Really deep movie, deep symbolism. They're using those numbers in there. And you're going to find the 1 and the 8 in that too. It's everywhere, Bev. It's everywhere. You got another caller?
One and an eight.
Okay, let's go to Roman J. Israel. Let's go to Roman J. Israel. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Let's look at the J. Let's look at the letter J. Okay, so we got G-I in the formula. We got G-I, the totality of everything, G-I. Now let's go, let's add the J. I can't, y'all have to go check out Dr. Gabriel Yibo and watch him break down his own formula. I'm just showing you how I use it in elementary to find a pattern and start using it, you know, just for this little way, you know. I'm sure as I keep going, I'm going to find other ways to use it. But for right now, it solved a lot of my problems. The J, the letter J. This is really interesting. The letter J is a swash. S-W-A-S-H. Swash. I want somebody to please look up swash and tell us what swash is. S-W-A-S-H. Swash. And the letter J. The origin of the letter J is a swash. Somebody please tell us what it is. And you notice the word wash and ash. You see the ash and swash? Ash.
Yeah.
Wash. That's the new bird come up out of ash. They call it the phoenix bird. The phoenix.
Wow.
So you can change J. J is interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, when you say Jesus, don't you say G? When you say Jesus, don't you say G, Bev? Okay, write that. Write
sure
Jesus. Write G-E-S-U-S. Replace your J with a G. G-E-S-U-S. Jesus. Swash. Somebody tell me what swash means. I hope the family's out there interacting with us and interested in this. I hope they're not bored. Swash. We got to get to some music, man. We got to break this up.
Okay.
Swash.
Yeah, let's do some music and then
let's play some music when we come back.
Swash.
We'll solve it.
Okay. I'm going to put some music on and we can, when I come back, they can tell us what it means. Here we go. Equinox. All right, we're back. Now, Eric line has dropped, so he might be recharging his phone. But in the meantime, we're going to talk with you, Kwame. What did you find out? Did you find out what he was saying about the swash?
Yeah, swash,
Kwame,
is the way that – can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Now, swash is a wave that it pertains to a wave. When a wave comes up and hits the beach, and you know, like you see it foaming, it's called a
mm-hmm.
swash. So it's the way the wave comes onto the shore, and
okay.
that's what the swash is. But what he was going into when he was talking about the birds, and you know that's why I sent you that thing with Timothy McVeigh. Because that's what he used fertilizer to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Right,
truckload of fertilizer and ignited it because it's explosive. But the other thing he was talking about was, have you ever heard, let me see, what is this? Histoplasmosis and Candidus. Cryptococcus, St. Louis encephalitis, Salmonella, and E. coli. All of that's bird poop.
Wow.
Pigeons, most so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then chickens, you know, chicken, you know, the the flush of chickens and having chickens in a warm area cause E. coli. And people get that by touching birds and that. And so he's on point in what he's dropping, but I wanted him to see if he moved because I don't think he would be in the era that we are. But there was a movie, and he worked for the Secret Service, and he was an investigator. He worked for the U.S. Secret Service, and he had an old black guy that used to work with him. You remember what movie that was?
A black guy used to, you Dragnet? You talking about Dragnet?
Yeah.
No,
Charlie
Chan.
No?
High five. Oh, Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan was from the Secret Service. He was a Chinaman that worked for the Secret Service.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And here we are now. And yeah. Would you notice when Biden got elected and they did the procession that they were doing when he came down there to him and his wife getting ready to vehicle and when he got sworn in, the guy that was standing behind him, you see an Asian man standing behind him. His Secret Service agent is the Asian.
Okay. Yeah, he stood out, that Asian guy. I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah, he stood out because he's standing right behind Biden when he was getting sworn in. And everybody's mm-hmm. like, who is this Chinese? This Chinese? And they're going, oh, the Chinese is protecting their interests.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put him in.
Just like in the movie Get Out.
Right.
In the movie Get Out, remember the Chinese asked the brother, he said, how was the black experience? And then he said, I don't know, ask him, the brother that they had hypnotized. And then he flashed light and he came out of his spell. But he was the only non-family member was the Chinese man. Everybody else was family members.
Yeah.
It was a family business. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Get Out and the picture that they showed him with the Buckeyes and doing that part, that was old Bardville. That was back in the 50s, Amos and Andy and all of them guys that type of thing. Same procedure. You just put it into a new era. We're seeing
mm-hmm.
the same cycle going over and over,
yes.
You know. And the part is, you're breaking it down like Eddie and you are breaking it down to the language and to the numbers. But in the numbers, we got to look at how are we going to, like you broke down Coltrane. And doing the mathematic when he did the circle as opposed to doing the lines. He took it back to the circle and took it all the way back to even creating the whole glyphs of what he played. All of the notes and everything was circular. because that's the way in
right.
which when you're playing music, if you notice something, life is a circle, but circular breathing. Is that when a musician mm-hmm. learns to circular breathe, he's playing a constant thing of notes where you would normally have to stop and take breaths. But when you learn to circular breathe, you can keep playing notes and continue and hold notes because you're steady breathing. As you're breathing in, you're breathing out, but you're keeping that tone.
Mm.
Circulate.
Yeah, in. That breath. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, Quan, I'm glad you're here, brother.
But the one thing about the breath is, and the breath is that we take between 18, well, as adults, children, I think they take anywhere 18 to 20, 30 breaths a minute. And, okay, as an adult, we take 18 breaths a minute. 18 times 60 minutes is 1,080. And 1,080 breaths in for 60 minutes, and you take 24 hours for a day. So you take that 1,000 times 24, and you come up with 25,920. So what you breathe in a day in your breaths is what this planet takes to go around the Milky Way, 25,900, a galactic year. Your innerverse. So you're having that circulation of your life force is giving you the same travel time that you would do traveling around the Milky Way, what we've just traveled back to the beginning of the 25,920.
Wow. And you know what this is? It's all, you can see the pattern. Now, you said breath, we breathe 18 a minute. And then you added it all up, and with that 25,920 came to a 18. So it's
right,
the same.
And it comes
to
back
that nine.
It's a completion.
Right.
It's a completion because that's the number 369. You can do any number. You always come back to nine.
Wasn't Tesla dealing with that number 369?
That was Tesla's formula for free energy.
Okay.
369.
Mm-hmm. Eric, what was you going
to
say?
So I'll let you. I'll let you get back.
Eric.
Kwame. Let's stick with the music and the numbers and the formula. You always talk about Hot Springs, Arkansas, right? Okay.
That's
now,
the crystals that you were talking about the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's a quartz crystal that landed in Detroit, Michigan, who, when you hear his music or you hear him sing with the Temptations, you will know everybody say, this brother can do things with his voice like no other, and that was David Ruffin. He was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas, landed in the salt mines and the copper mines of Michigan, and, man, in our hearts and minds forever, David Ruffin. Man, so yeah, quartz crystal energy is very powerful in many ways, and so you know, in the future we're gonna
David
be Russell, breaking you down.
Because in the Temptations movie, if I remember right, when David Ruffin got to be in there, and they were sitting at the table, he said he was from Mississippi, because Eddie was from Alabama.
Right, right. Yeah, but he started in Hot Springs, Arkansas, though. I seen the documentary.
Okay.
I was shocked. I said, man, look at that. Yeah, yeah, born in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah,
who
powerful. But
well,
we'll get it. We'll get into the
Hot
Springs.
Who else is from
Hot
Springs?
I don't know. I don't,
your president,
I don't know. I know
the
Clinton family is from Arkansas. I was just
going
to say that. His family
Hot
is from Arkansas,
Arkansas,
the Archons.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's called Arkadelphia because Arkadelphia is the largest one body of clear quartz crystal in the world on the planet. It's over 170 miles. It runs almost from the Mississippi River back to the Oklahoma border. And what it does is that hot springs is over millions, thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years have been bubbling up water. This is what pure silica is what forms the crystal beds. And the crystal beds, water comes out of there. There's about six lakes there. The Hot Springs Village has five lakes. Then there's Lake Washita. All of that water is comes up at 143 degrees out of the earth at 1.5 million gallons every day.
Hello?
For thousands of years. There's a, can you hear
Hello?
Me? Can you hear me?
Mm. Okay.
Drop there.
Yeah, no, yeah, he dropped. We still here. Let me open up another line. They've been holding a while.
Okay.
614-362-614.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Better Love.
614.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you hear?
I don't know what's, if something going on with the lines or not. But all right, you here, so we can continue.
Yeah, yeah, you bumped that Equinox. That was powerful. That Coltrane, yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of mathematical music. The spinners, the temps, you know, stylistic, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, Don Coltrane. Going on and on and on. You know, these are the healing tones that we used to, you know.
Right.
Come up with that rhythm, you know, we have it, yeah. And, you know, we just got to get back with our mathematics, our music, and our love, you know. And that mathematical formula, you know, I'm talking in this kind of rhythm and pattern so people can latch onto it and see, you know, see how they can use it. You know, I'm just showing
mm-hmm.
how I was able to find a rhythm and try to do something. I don't understand it fully. You know, it's I could just say just a little sliver of it. I'm just beginning on it, you know. But since I've been using it, I found this pattern, and it's a constant pattern. It's a constant. You know, I can't let it go, man. Like, it's still opening up doors for me. You know, I'm meeting people that I always dreamed I wanted to meet. I'm meeting them.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out, hey man, birthday. Oh yeah, my birthday is such and such on the 18th. You know, y'all was on the line with me when I was talking to Bob Ken too, talking about the 18th, and
yeah.
We finished, and he said, yeah, you know, his numbers was 1881. I mean, you know, I don't know. I can only talk what I know.
Right.
So there you go. You know, yeah, I'm sure that people. If I was on the line with somebody talking like this, talking about a formula, I'm gonna go check that formula out. I want to see how, you know, these numbers line up, and you know. What else can be done? So, you know, there is healing, and that's why we need to come together and check out some of these conference calls, you know,
mm-hmm.
about the coronavirus, you know, briefing, because, you know, there's a lot of knowledge, man, pouring forth, you know, a lot of solutions.
Right.
If you have a mathematical genius, man, I'm sure he can show you many, many, many different things, you know, and many different ways to do it. So, you know, we're trying to wake the people up to latch on to this and, you know, and use it how you will. But, you know, we're coming together with a powerful fist, man. You know, you can't lie to numbers. Numbers don't lie. Numbers going to show you out every time.
Yeah.
You know, who you are. They're going to show you up. It don't matter. So not only having this formula, but, you know, I have to ask permission, man, to talk about it. You know, I have to ask
mm-hmm.
permission to make sure I don't, you know, disgrace it, mess it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep name it. You know, you can't do that, you know. It's very precious, man. Somebody else's formula is it, you know, it's serious to me, y'all. You know, I thought it would be
it's working.
You know, a powerful thing. Yeah, it's working, but it's working all the
yes.
time without even we even knowing that we in the flow
yeah.
of it. You know, that's what
right.
I'm saying. You just listen to his explanation. It solves all problems.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you hear how Kwame said back to Amos and Andy?
Yeah.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? The Pharaoh
yeah.
told me, man. All that is Amos and Andy. My formula decoded all that already.
Wow.
Same word. You see that, Biz? Same
yes.
word.
Yeah.
Amos
yes.
and Andy. What is AA? AA is 1 and 1. There's that 11 again. Mama, they call them. They'll go them folks again. I'm telling you, Biz, some deep stuff. This happens every time I talk about it. When somebody will get on board and say the same thing, it puts you in sync automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Put you
mm-hmm.
in sync. I don't know how to explain it. You have to experience it. When you experience it, somebody experience it, they can come on and explain how it works with them. But I'm
right.
coming to America, The Godfather. Man, we can name thousands of movies I could talk about. I could put the G.I.J. up a basketball game. I could show it. I could show you anything with the G.I.J. Anything you want to talk about, it can be exposed. for the truth of what it is.
And,
yeah,
and no,
you know, the letter J, when y'all check out, go ahead, babe, go ahead.
No, I'm seeing now why they just, you know, they saying they don't know what they're talking about. They just talking because they using, they in a whole different ball game. They, you know, we used to say put us in a trick bag, but they really have sent us in the wrong direction, and they're using the magic.
Watch this, babe. I'm going to drop something heavy on you. Watch this.
Okay.
One and
okay.
Eight all day with gold, Grammy gold. Grammy gold. It's gold and Grammy, too. Watch this, babe.
Okay.
Quincy Jones, a Q and a J, a 8 and a 1. Quincy Jones, the dude. The dude. All y'all got to do is do the numbers, the dude. You'll see gold.
Mm-hmm.
D-U is 7. D-E is 9. Dude. Watch this. He worked with a brother named Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Off the wall. Right there, write down the word off the wall.
Okay.
For those who write this down, you will be amazed. Some people can do it in their head, numbers in their head, like Brother Eddie.
Right.
Numbers
right.
in their head. Off the wall. I want to big up, brother. I want to big up both my brothers, Eddie, both of them, Carolina and Chicago. Big up. Off
okay.
the wall.
Okay. So the O is a 6 and the F is a 6 and a 6. So you got 666 so far.
Okay, and then the word the
is a 2, it's a T, and a 8. The H is a 8 and a 5. Okay, that's 15. That's a 6. Oh my God. Okay. And then
W-A.
Yeah. Okay. W is a 2 and a 3. That's a 5. A is a 1. The L
that's
is 6. A.
That's 6. W-A
okay.
is a 6.
When, okay, so that's a 3. I'm doing the L, so that's a 3. 6. Wow. All this off the wall, the straight is 666666.
Giving you a 9, Beth.
Yeah.
Giving you an 18.
Yeah, dog it.
And Beth, look on the album cover of Off the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Michael Jackson's hand. Anybody that look on the picture, look at the album cover, Off the Wall. Look what Michael Jackson is doing with his hands.
Mm.
Babe, I could do this all day, babe. Did anybody get knee and tongue? Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Knee and tongue.
I don't know. If y'all did, call in.
No, it's okay. I
okay.
solved
you
it.
Got
I solved it.
It. Okay.
1 and 8.
It's 1 and 8. Okay.
Another. Most of your freedom documents, Ben, when you start doing paperwork, is based on the number 8. Look at the EIN number. EIN 98. 98 EIN number. All 8. Proverbs 11 and 15. Proverbs 11 and 15. That's what they talk about surety, being a surety bond.
Okay.
Those
so
are sure. become surety bonds, Proverbs 11
okay.
and 15. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. The EIN, so the E is a 5,
mm-hmm.
and the I is a 9,
mm-hmm.
and the N is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
So you got
mm-hmm.
19. And a 9 and a 1 is a 1. That's a 10.
That's right. And what's 9-8?
Hmm? 9-8?
9 and 8. Mm-hmm. It's EIN 9-8. It's a 9-8 number.
Oh, the 90. Okay. That's the part. That's where I was confused at. Okay. I got you. I didn't put the 90.
Right, it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 1 and 8 again. EIN number is 1 and 8.
Yeah.
The Constitution, 1791. Same thing, an 8 and a 1. 1791 Constitution, 8 and 1.
Wow.
And it keeps going on and on and on and on. Dang. Oh, no. Same with the VIJ, comma, J equals 0. And remember, the word zero is the number 1.
0 equals the 1.
Mm. Yeah, 0 is 1. So, yeah, people can play with that formula, see what you get. I don't know. That's what I got. You know, I'm counting the digits. I'm counting the G, the I, the J, the comma, the J, the equal. 2, you got 2 marks on the equal and the 0. I'm counting all that, and I'm looking for patterns. And I'm flipping it upside down. I'm doing everything I can with it to try to, you know, see what it is. I'm shaking it, and I'm trying to fall out of it. And that's what other mathematicians around the world are doing. They take it because his claim is to be the only one that cracked the mathematical code. Okay, you think these other mathematicians ain't slamming this formula up against the wall and putting it in Hadron colliders and mm-hmm. putting it underwater mm-hmm. and setting it on fire to try to prove that it's faulty?
Mm-hmm.
This is every day they're trying to find a hole in it.
So we need to look at what is pandemic and what is COVID and seeing exactly what is spelling out here. So we should be able to find.
And not only that, how do you use your gut, Bev? Use your gut. How do you feel about it? Your gut feeling. Your gut is mm-hmm. usually right on point. So the formula is called Gagut, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Theorem is a proven truth. So mm-hmm. if your gut is clean and you don't have no junk in it, then maybe you can hear a little bit more
mm-hmm.
or you can feel even better than you've been feeling if you just keep that gut clean mm-hmm. with the mathematical formula. Everything is clean and pure and true. There's nothing,
right.
It's not hiding anything. It's right in your face. It's love. It's 18. It's just a 1 and an 8 with 6 digits in between, 6, 1, 8. It's a golden ratio. Use the 5 to your advantage, because if you don't share, I'll go back to what Tom was sharing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't share, Biff, you're going to mm-hmm. face a lot of meanness. People are going to mm-hmm. be mean because people that don't have, looking at the have. And they want their stuff, Bev.
Mm.
People that don't have want people that have. It could be me and you, Bev. I have very little, but you catch somebody from El Salvador come over here, walk over here, and he see how I'm living,
mm-hmm.
Bev, he's going to look at me like a king. I'm living mm-hmm. like a king.
Yeah.
He don't even
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fragile, Bev. It's so fragile. You know, every day I'm humbled by something or someone. These animals that I feed, the chickens and the goats. Man, they humble me, man. They humble me.
Right.
You know, I get frustrated throughout the day. They out there hollering for food. All they want is some food. I'm out there telling them, be quiet. They just want to eat, and they'll be quiet. What's wrong with me, Bev, I was in Vermont on 44
mm-hmm.
Parallel, walking through
okay.
the woods.
Okay.
I found a crystal, a huge crystal. I'm talking about menace crystal. How can I explain it? You take a mop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It was as big as a mop bucket.
Ooh, that's big.
Okay. Bev, a tree was growing out of the crystal. I got a witness. My witness is Dave from 44 Parallel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, D-Ro, come look at this crystal. I sat under the crystal. Bev, the crystal spoke to me just like me and you talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, you're mean. Work on your heart.
Hmm.
I said, D-Ro, this crystal told me to work on my heart. I'm mean. That's what it told me. He said, man, for real? I said, man, I'm not playing, D-Ro. Told me to work on my heart. Hey, babe, how did that crystal know that?
It's
I ain't
nature.
Making it up.
Nature.
It's natural, babe. And
yeah.
I was out in nature with no cell phone, no kind of digital communication, just our blood cells.
Okay.
The only cell phone I had was my blood. the only cell phone I had. And I was talking to this quartz crystal, ancient being, with a tree coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's old.
So,
that's,
you know,
been hit around a long time.
Petrified. It's called petrified wood, Bev.
Okay.
A petrified piece of wood. Yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of knowledge out in nature and in the forest. And walking on the beach and hearing the ocean waves, you know, that's healing, Bev. Ocean, looking at the ocean form waves, hearing it crash, smelling it, formula while you're seeing the waves, you know, Atum. Atum. Write down A-T-U-M, Bev. Atum. People will never forget this. When you hear Dr. Gabriel Oyibo breaking down his formula, the roaring water waves of noon, and out of that wave, come shooting up out of the wave, is Atum. Write down A-T-U-M. And then count your numbers, Bev. Do your numbers. Atum.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Dang.
God order.
Wow.
Now, Bev, now you see why I stay on it? You see
and
why
it,
I stay on it, Bev?
And it comes
perfect
to the
order.
One. Come to the one.
It, Bev, now you see how quick you... Now, Bev, I call this show Vibranium.
Mm.
Vibranium, fire in the middle. It's getting hot, y'all.
Yeah.
Fire in the middle, a pyramid. So a pyramid, the pyramid, vibranium pyramid is a game, babe, a solitaire. It's a card game.
Oh.
Solitaire.
Okay.
Yeah, where you take away different parts of the pyramid, and whoever get 13, which is the highest number in the game, wins. 13. The way Brother Eddie do numbers, that's God. 13 is God. You know, they scared of that number 13.
That's right. They won't even put
that's
it on the elevator.
Phobia. Come on, Bev.
Wow. When they make skyscrapers.
Remember?
When they make skyscrapers,
yeah, that's right.
They skip the 13th floor. You had 12, and then you're like, where's 13 at? And they go right to 14.
And 1 and 3 is 4, right? 3, 1,
yeah.
4. Now watch this. Moving on up to the east side to a deluxe. I told y'all to do that number deluxe on deluxe. A deluxe apartment. And do the numbers to apartment, APT. In the sky, moving on up, where we finally got a piece of what, Bev?
The pie. The pie.
314.
Bev, watch this. Let's go back to Get Out. The brother hypnotized, right? His nose started bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
The dude flashed the camera. He flashed the camera. Write down camera. C-A-M-E-R-A. Cam era. Cam, like campaign, putting Camites in pain. You know, cam means black.
Okay.
When you go to campaigns, that's black pain. Campaign.
Ooh.
Cam is 314. You see the numbers in cam? 314.
Wow.
See that?
Yeah.
So Pi snapped him out of his, he was in a under a spell, hypnotized, and Pi snapped him out of it. The cam era. The deep
Dang.
Black. Yeah.
This is
the formula.
Wow.
It's the formula. What do Sun Ra always talk about? Equations. Cosmic equations, plants, little life beings. But right now on our bodies, we have billions of little unseen creatures all on our skin. All
exactly.
On our tongue, in our hair.
Yeah.
Billions of little creatures at work.
Yep.
Doing the almighty work of God.
And inside
keeping
our bodies.
In check.
All them cells.
Oh,
intelligent. They all moving around and doing their thing.
Yeah, you just hit it. You said the key word, intelligence.
Yeah.
Intelligence. You see what I'm saying? The intelligence of a root. You know, we root people.
Yeah.
We use roots. You want to deal with a problem, you get it at the root. It's unseen. It's on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Back. You got another tune for us, babe? I know it's getting late.
Okay, yeah.
I hope
okay.
people are enjoying it. Yeah, let's just bump a tune, and I'm going to go out with the G.I.J. I'm going to big it up and
okay.
call tonight.
We're going to hear some Spinners.
Yeah. Okay,
man.
Rest.
Grace and heaven have but one man. Everything about me is out of place, but you can tell me.
Numbers on that too, Viv. I would do numbers on everything. And people, listen, everything in Egyptian folklore, Venus, the fish, Atum, mm-hmm. Ptah, Pharaoh, Jesus with a G. You're mm-hmm. going to find Jesus is golden one. G is 7, ESU is 9, and S is 1, the golden one, Jesus with a G. Mm-hmm. The letter J, swash, J okay. is roaring, thunderous water waves. The
yeah.
letter J. Thunderous water waves, swash. That's what it means. So look at the formula, G-I-J, thunderous water waves, Atum. It's all in there. And I'm just beginning, babe. I'm just beginning. And you know I ain't finna stop.
No, it gets better and better.
Ain't stop, won't stop. It gets better love, babe.
Yes, better love. Yeah. Wow. Better love
yeah.
than the 18.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Love is 18, and bet is 9, and TER is 79 gold. So it's just a combination. It's just it's
mm-hmm.
a flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing to imagine. Better love, and
mm-hmm.
and the proof is in the numbers. So
wow.
right on, Robert X, man. Right on, brother.
Yeah,
beautiful thing. Man. Better love, indeed. Right on point with the flow in the God flow. So that's
wow.
that's how the formula. That's why I big the formula up like I do, Bev. That's
okay.
You know what I mean? I found
yeah.
truth in it. I found rhythm in it. I found solutions in it, and I'm just passing it on. You know, I'm passing the baton like
mm-hmm,
the same
mm-hmm,
boat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
and we really need, and that's what we need, especially what time that we in. We need the truth, the rhythm.
Yes, man.
And that's what yeah, we. That's the and that's the solution. Wow.
And then it's a mathematical.
I'm just saying,
and it's proven, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You and had me
go
saying
ahead.
Wow all night. I could, now you're going to have me doing numbers on everything.
and that's why Brother Eddie be going in so hard. That's why
yes.
he's trying to get the – you see how much fun he be having?
Yes.
You see how his brain work? He just cut. You say a word, and boom, he give you the number right off the top
yeah.
of his head. It's in his
yeah.
head. He sleep with it day and night.
Yeah.
No, he ain't the only one. Don King did it too.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a lot of numbers, people. You know, numbers make the world. We all get up off the bed in the morning to go get numbers.
Yeah.
What else is it? And look at the first abbreviation in numbers. Is it that infinite N or what? N U.
Yeah.
It's N U. And if you don't pay attention, you will be numb. N-U-M-B, numb. ER is 59. That's crazy old Damien on our periodic table where we've been eating from today. I hope everybody got gold teeth in their mouth. 59, crazy old Damien. That's scrap metal. That's what an African take, scrap metal, 59, put a 20, and make pure gold, 79. It's a beautiful rhythm, Bev, and thank you for allowing us to put this out there. And we're going to continue this. You know, this is just the beginning.
Yes.
And Bev, you are witness to all the attractions that we have from using this formula. You are my witness. Audience don't know everything. Look at that.
Right.
The audience, AU, audience, watch where you put your autograph. Watch where you put your signature, sig is eight
right.
nature. Watch where you put your signature, your eight nature. Mm-hmm. Everybody after it. Oh, sign right here, please. Oh, put your initials right here. Can I have your autograph? Can I have your signature? Sign right here. Y'all see what they after, right? They after your nature.
Yeah.
Your gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks again, Bev.
Thank you.
It took a long time to get there, but yeah, no doubt. And before we go, I'm going to put one more thing together.
Okay.
We started on a journey. We started this saying we're going to travel. We started in New York.
Okay.
We only got as far as Detroit with the spinners, but we went to the Black Bottom. That's what everything is, the Black Bottom. Babe, I tell you, I was selling pecans down there in the Black Bottom at the market, right?
Yes.
I was down there at the market, Eastern Market, selling pecans.
Right,
okay.
Right.
The spinners, when they was with Motown, you know what their job was?
What?
The brothers who found the spinners, they was the drivers of the people at Motown. They drove them around.
Wow, all the Aaron. Spinners. Wow.
Yeah, the two brothers that founded the spinners.
Yes, they were the two founding members. Okay.
They were the drivers for Motown. Yeah, they drove people around in cars. And so they... That's That's not a bad job to have. They still spinning today, Bev. They still spinning.
Wow. And look
They still stretching that rubber band.
Yes. And look at Martha Reed. She was a secretary down there.
The secretary.
She was the secretary.
One more drop.
Okay.
One more drop. Kwame came in and gave us Rue Neb. What Rue Neb was backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, remember in the movie Coming to America Part 1, where Cindy, who was played by Arsenio Hall, remember he faked the girl. He said, I'm the prince?
Yes, I'm the prince. Right.
Okay. So that means he became who? Prince Hall?
Oh.
Okay, Bev. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you. We shall continue this. This was fun, and this was also enlightening. We learned a lot. So we came in with Richard Pryor, and we're leaving out with Richard Pryor and the Motherland.
Have any of you ever been to Africa, back to the Motherland? Just something. And I went to Zimbabwe. It's a new country, right? It's about 3 years old now. Because it used to be Rhodesia before they killed all them white motherfuckers over there. It's the only country I've ever been to. Black people kicked ass over there. 7 years, they killed motherfuckers, Jack. They happy, too. You walk down the street, they just smiling.
Hello. Oh, they don't fuck with us no more, no.
I was over there with some American brothers. We had a good time. We're sitting around talking about four Americans. We talked about 5 hours, man. Talked about some good shit, right? And an African man asked us, we was talking, he said, what language do you speak at home? You know, we looked at each other, you know, what, English?
Everybody speak English, but what language you speak when you're home?
One of the brothers looked at him and said, jive? No, it's just a nice feeling. I know how white people feel in America now. Relaxed. Because when I heard the police car, I knew they wasn't coming after me. You know, I just lay in bed and say, must be going after some white person. But over here, man, you hear a police car, I don't give a fuck how sleepy you are. You will wake your ass up if you're black.
Hey, you start thinking about shit you did. Well, they can't get me for that. Well, I didn't do that. Fuck it, I'll go back to sleep.
I slept like a baby, man, in Zimbabwe. I was out in what they call the bush, right? I was out sleeping. I slept like a baby. I just knew the Ku Klux Klan wasn't going to rush in on my ass. Right? If they did rush in, they'd be serving something. Over there, boy. And every place I go, man, people want to come to America. They really do. I mean, they start talking about America, make your dick hard for America. You hear them talk, man, you say, we got all that shit in America? I got to get my ass back.
So you can eat 24 hours a day in America.
I say, yeah, you're right about that, Jack. If you got some money or a pistol, you can get something to eat. You can't stick up shit over there. After 10 o'clock, that shit is closed. Ain't nothing to eat, and don't be fucking around asking nobody. Stick them up!
What you gonna stick up? We ain't got nothing. Why don't you go out the bush, fuck with them lions?
And see, you go out there where them real lions are. I ain't talking about them lions you fuck with at the zoo. You know how you go fuck with the lion. Hey, lion, motherfucker!
Be throwing shit at it, lion. Be hey.
You don't throw shit at them real lions, boy. And somebody always want to go up and fuck with the lions. Tourists always want.
Oh, George, stop here. Look at those lions. I've got to go stand next to them.
Lions slap all the ass off of them. George be grinning and shit.
Want to try that again, dear? I didn't get that one.
We saw a lion kill a water buffalo, two women lions, and the male lion come to eat, chasing them away, right? And we went to take a picture, right? And he didn't like it. And he bent down and picked the water buffalo up by its nuts. He picked it up by its nuts, threw it over its head, turned his ass to us. You know, he's like, take a picture of that. And you can be asleep at night, man, and you hear, like, the warriors come in from, like, the village people, people who live in the country. You hear them singing and shit. My wagon, that way, what? You've been in a hotel and shit. What's that? Get my wagon, the wagon. Go my wagon, what? There's something to see. Go my wagon, my wagon. I'm a graduate. Tell my job. It'd be beautiful, man. And white people start asking you questions then. What are they saying? What are they talking about? What's going on? Rich, you got any idea? What are they doing? There's 100 of them. What are they planning? Anything? I like to go, shh, shh. Pretend like I know what's happening, right? Keep it down. Keep it down.
I think you better get back in your room, sir. This could be it.
Men dance together. If you go to a party or something, the men ask you to dance and shit.
You know, first I say, wait, motherfucker. Oh. No, ain't no dancing shit.
And men walk down the street holding hands. Dude say, you guys walk down the street holding hands. I don't know if I could get behind that. He said, if Prime Minister Mugabe asked you to walk down the street holding hands, you get behind it. I say, I guess you're right. I'd be holding my ass up. Hey, come on. I'm just thinking about, like, South Africa going to be free soon. That's where white people just got 2 million white people, 22 million blacks. They can't hang. Because it's like a billion Africans waiting to march on them motherfuckers, right? The African man told me, he said, we're going to ride the train to Johannesburg with my ass hanging out the window.
We're going to have a big party.
I want to be here for that shit. Only thing is, like, America helps them motherfuckers, right? We be sending them shit, napalm and shit like that. You know, to help bomb black people. Fuck that. I don't understand sometimes what goes on with people. Because, like, here we are in this theater, we getting along real good until we go outside. Then the shit change. Because we can get along real great for a moment, then we can't, so that's insanity. We must be good all the time.